Well, we're excited to get to that point. We still have a long way to go as far as practice and preparation, but I'm excited to go see this team play.
With the preseason in the rearview mirror and you have St. Louis next week, going back to when you were hired through when you started rookie camp, organized team activities, mini camp, training camp, how much has the team overall improved and at what pace?
Well, I think we've improved quite a bit. We've added some good talent in here. Guys have been working hard. I think they're understanding the systems a lot better now. And this week will be when we find out the real test, how much we've improved and where we're at.
When you look at the first three preseason games, Oakland, Arizona, then at Kansas City, with what your expectations are for this defense, and I know they're immensely high, and quite honestly, the defense needed a lot of improvement into this year. Is the defense getting closer to where you want it to be?
Yeah, it's closer. And again, the proof will be in the this week as we get going. But they've performed well throughout the preseason. We've played real hard. We've not made a lot of mistakes. We haven't given up a lot of big plays. And so in the situations part of the game, we've done a pretty good job.
How is rookie Anthony Barr progressing up to the season opener?
Very good. Anthony's a tremendous talented athlete. But he's also smart. He doesn't like making mistakes. He's got great physicality when he takes on blocks, and he's a good rusher. So he's a great tool that we can use in a number of different ways.
And you've used defensive end Brian Robinson in ways that we haven't seen previously, in that in the Kansas City game, he stood up kind of like a linebacker, I think, in a third down nickel situation. He's very athletic, as you know. Are you able to do a lot of different things even with Brian Robinson?
Well, we're trying to find as many guys that can do a lot of different things as possible. And the more we have, the more pressure that we can put on the offense. It's important for us to be able to get great matchups one-on-one and also get the offenses to dictate the protections to us so that we know where to blitz from, how to rush them, and how to get to the quarterback.
Offensively speaking, Mr. Zimmer's team went through the preseason without Adrian Peterson and still was able to not only get explosive but amass a fair amount of points during the preseason. With Adrian in the mix, how much of Norv Turner's offense changes?
Well, I don't think the offense will change that much. I think the threat of having Adrian back there and his running ability and the way we've been blocking the running game should really help. Plus, we'll use him in a lot of different ways. You know, you've seen us out with the backs out in different places. And so the offense won't change, but the threat of him running the football and the possibility of getting the deep throws down the field should.
What kind of a threat is Kyle Rudolph for you into the regular season?
Well, Kyle's a very, very good football player. He's a great kid, number one, and he's a smart guy and a tough guy. And so the more ways that we can use him and get him in space, get him on linebackers, and when we split him out, we can find out who's covering him and what kind of coverage dictates on where we go with the ball. So it also opens up other places for people.
One of the things that I've noticed through the entire offseason up to the regular season opener next week at St. Louis is this is your first opportunity as a head coach to assemble a coaching staff. And it seems to be a coaching staff that has wonderful communication, where you'll even see the box at Winter Park where it says, check your ego here. That seems to be the case with the coaches, too. You guys communicate really well.
We do. I was very, very fortunate to be able to hire the staff that I did. We've got veteran coordinators. We've got some young assistants that are going to be very, very good coaches in the NFL. So we've got a great mix. And obviously having Norv with me has been a tremendous benefit. Somebody that's been through this three different times, and so I can bounce a lot of things off of him.